This is The Truth Unfiltered with Denise Thomas and Dr. Ken Harris.
None of the individuals that are serving on his cabinet, and I want to be clear when I say this, and it's not to be critical or to be biased. It is a fact. No one that he has selected to serve on his cabinet knows what it's like to make decisions about whether I can go to the doctor so I can live longer, or because I can't pay, file bankruptcy and put myself in an even further financial burden. No one of those people know what that's like. Not one.
What is it about DEI that gets under your craw? Like, what is it about DEI that makes people just get upset, get mad, lose it? Like, what exactly, what is it? Like, I don't know.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studio at The Avenue, here's Denise Thomas and Dr. Ken Harris.
You are listening to The Truth Unfiltered with DT and Dr. Ken. The 6 hour black dollar.
Well, before you start, I got a question. First of all,
of course
thank you.
Do.
Thank you, Jessica Gutzo, for the news at the top of the hour. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Yes.
Don't we appreciate her?
Of course.
Okay, thank you.
Jessica.
I really need you to change something in your news story.
Oh, Lord. Jessica, I told you to run.
You did tell me to run.
Jessica, I told you to run.
Could you at least be open-minded about it? You ready?
Yeah.
When you do your weather, can you remove those dashes that's in front of the windshield?
Right? Now, Jessica, I'm with you on that.
I wish I could.
I was Team Jessica.
I wish I could. Oh, yeah.
Could you just give me a race? You're sort of computer. Just delete. Just put it in front. Put that little cursor thing right to the right of it, and then hit delete.
If that worked, I would have done it.
Just hit backspace. it's gone.
And I live in Dallas now, and so to actually be here, it's a whole nother level of disrespect when you move to a warmer climate and return back to your previous home, and it's like this. This is disrespectful temperatures.
When you come back to Milwaukee from south of the equator, something wrong with you.
I know.
Something is wrong with her. But Jessica, if you could just do me that, so when 9 o'clock rolls around. And,
yeah, well, we'll do that. I don't think we should be allowed to have a cold weather advisory in the same week as a winter weather advisory.
Isn't that terrible?
That's a little, yeah.
What is that?
Dr. Ken, what did y'all do to Mother Nature? Because Mother Nature does not like Wisconsin.
It's Jessica and Evan's fault.
Mother Nature is like Wisconsin. All right.
Yeah. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you so much, Jessica. Right. Appreciate you.
I tried. I mean, I
told you to run, Jessica.
She does
anytime
news
Dr. Ken
Sunday,
says, "Can I ask you a question?"
It was just a couple of dashes in front of the front of the.
That's like how
the 15 and the 25. Just get rid of dash. We'll be good.
That's like how men are when a woman says, "We need to talk." You just see smoke from the feet. The man runs. Baby, we need to talk.
If I generalized about women, you would hit me upside my head.
Dr. Ken, you do it all
I do not.
The time.
I
you
do
generalize
not.
Women all.
I do not. When? The, give me the last example that I generalized.
I'm trying to stay focused.
Oh, okay. I'll let you stay focused.
But I will come up with one. You do it all the time. Because I check you on it.
You try.
I check you on
try.
It. Okay. Anywho. Before break, we were talking about the circulation.
Yes.
Time. Of the black dollar in the black community compared to other marginalized communities like the Jewish community, the Hispanic Latino community, and the white community. Now, interesting. Check this out, y'all. Black people in this country, especially them doggone young people making all the money on TikTok. No, that sounds not, that's not nice. I'm sorry. I'll say it differently. Under the age of 30.
All right.
Do you know that black people spend $1.6 trillion with a T dollars? We whether it's a good or a service, we spend, and this primarily is, tangible packaged goods or finished goods. But do you know how long it stays in the black community? Now, before break, I said the black dollar circulates in our community for about 5 minutes. And Dr. Ken was laughing. I said, I'm being dramatic. But when I actually got the facts, guess how long the black dollar circulates in the black community? About 6 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Not even a day. which is significantly less than other communities. So that means that the money spent in Black communities doesn't stay in our community long. And guess where it goes? Brum, brum, brum. White businesses. Now, why is that? Oftentimes, and again, this is where self-hatred does play a factor, when we associate quality, we associate that with white businesses. I know it hurts to hear.
I didn't say it hurts. I just disagree.
Okay, well, here's the thing. It's a reality when you see the National African American Chamber of Commerce, along with other economic health organizations that examine wealth gaps and disparities between Black and white communities. And if you have $1.7 trillion that we're spending, but yet it only stays in our community for 6 hours, the explanation has everything to do with racism and self-hatred. Because if I gave you a bag full of money and it was $1.6 trillion, no, I can't ask you. Let me just ask anybody to call in.
So
what's our call in?
833-212-1017 is the number if you're on the truth. And if you're at the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line, it's 833-855-616-1620.
Now I'm going to ask you a question, Dr. Kim, but I already know you're going to give me the exceptional response.
She just makes us.
So
you why
do.
Ask me a question if you think
because
you don't give me an answer?
I have to engage with you.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
If I gave you a garbage bag full of cash that was the amount of $1.6 trillion, and I really don't want to ask Dr. Kim this question. Please, somebody call in, please. Just walk me through how you would spend that money.
I think the answer you're expecting to hear is that I wouldn't. I would invest it.
I knew you were going to say that.
I would buy businesses that can generate revenue and jobs in the community.
You're the exception because the numbers don't lie.
But
most people that if I gave them a garbage bag of cash money that was equal to $1.6 trillion would take that garbage bag and spend that money with white businesses.
But here's my issue with
Mercedes
that.
Is a white business.
Here's my issue.
Jacob
with
the
that.
Jeweler is a white business.
But here's my issue with that. This is from 2021. This is the latest statistics we have because they usually do it each decade, right? There are only 2.7, and we're talking about employer businesses. Not single person businesses like you and I have, right? Employer, people that have employees.
Yep.
2.7 Black. But we make up 14% of the population. Hispanic-owned employer businesses, 6.9% Hispanic. 19.1% of the population, which is not true because they're counting every person they can find. White-owned employer businesses, 82%. And they make up 72.5% of the population. Asian, 10.9% of businesses. But they only make up 603%. What I'm saying is that if there's not the Black business that I can go to that sells what I need, then I have to go to another business.
Well, here's the thing. How can Black businesses evolve if we're not, as a community of Black people, supporting the Black businesses?
Because you don't sell what I need.
And why do we not sell what you need?
Because you go to Louis Vuitton for the bag instead of the Black owner.
Well, I agree with you on that, but also, when you look at some of the dominant industries or the dominant industries that Black people own, let's start with the beauty industry. So like hair.
Let's start with perfume.
Let's start with hair real quick.
Okay.
Who owns the beauty supply stores? The Asian community.
I think that's a misnomer, but
no,
I think
not.
They own them in our communities.
I've
never been to a white community where the beauty
first of all,
beauty supply. Okay. Okay, disregard, you're right.
Yeah. Thank you.
I went down that rabbit
yeah, you
hole.
You did. And thank you for coming out of it.
Yeah. Okay.
So the socioeconomic racism in this country, it is intentional and it is designed to make sure that no matter how much money we spend, it cannot be contained in our community, because then you're going to create more equitable economic landscapes. You're going to reduce crime rates. And then that's going to put Black people in a position of influence and power.
So then how do you change that?
The reason why I'm hesitant to answer that question, because we know we're Black. That's one thing I love about being Black. Contrary to popular belief, we are highly intelligent and strategic people. Because if you take any group of people that have been enslaved and yet still can rise above that significant adversity and still forgive. But my technical response would be, and it's very simple, be committed, just like during the Montgomery bus boycott that we talked about. Because the reason why I was like, man, stop talking. When people are on social media saying, boycott Target. Guess what, Dr. Kent? And you and I talked about this. That was what, 2 weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
You heard anything since? Recently?
No, it's the boycott of all the DEI stores and all that is supposed to be February 28th.
The Montgomery bus lines boycott that took place, what year was that, 1957, 1958?
Five, I think.
Thank you. Well, it started in 1955. It lasted, 381 days.
Right.
A little over a year. Now, I don't know the impact, if there has been in any. I haven't seen any like factual, reliable sources of data that have reported the impact that the initial boycott of Target has had on Target.
They probably didn't even notice.
I could guarantee you they didn't notice, because if they did notice.
Have you been at Target? Have you been at Target since they had a boycott? Okay, it's time to go to break. You're listening to...
No, I'm just trying to think how I want to answer the question.
It is time to go to break. We're going to give you a couple minutes so you could filter that.
I mean, it ain't incriminating regardless if I say yes or no.
And when we come back, I want to talk about Brown Girl Jane's perfume that's sitting in places like Sephora and Target and Nordstrom and Bloomingdale's.
And thank you for saying Nordstrom and not Nordstrom's, because that just irks the mess out of me. People say that. Nordstrom's, there's no S.
Ooh, you're listening to The Truth Unfiltered. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to The Truth Unfiltered with Denise Thomas and Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to The Truth Unfiltered. Denise Thomas, Dr. Ken Harris. So,
let me answer your question about did I boycott?
Please answer my question. Did you boycott? Because I want to jump into this whole issue of what Black founders of companies that are in these stores have to deal with.
First of all, no, I did not. And for two reasons why.
Somebody out there is
number one,
clutching their pearls.
You know what? What I've learned is that people are going to feel however they want to feel about you,
right,
whether you shop at Target or not. Now, as far as the reason why I am not choosing to boycott Target is because, number one, Target is one department store. If we are truly trying to like boycott, then it's not about boycotting. It's about, like you said, how do we keep the dollar in our community? Now, right. Second part of that question, as a business owner, and you and I were talking about this off air.
Right.
Let me tell you. To get your product on the shelf of a multi-billion dollar distribution outlet like Target, the process, y'all, and I know this firsthand. Now, I am more of a service provider. I don't have like tangible merchandise or, you know, finished goods that you can purchase. My primary, is a service. I don't have products. I have service.
Right.
But I do have a number of friends that I went through the Goldman Sachs 1 Million Black Women program through Goldman Sachs in New York. And the majority of the cohort members sold products. And you get to understand the process, Dr. Ken. Not only is it laborious, extensive, it is, this is my opinion, it's kind of invasive. They ask you a whole bunch of questions and you're like, well, what does that have to do with?
Give me an example of one.
I'll answer it this way. insurance. That's not really invasive. Where are you located? How much money do you did you make? How much money do you plan to make?
Huh?
Do you see now you
what?
And I'm yeah, and I'm actually excluding some other questions. I'm just trying to give like
I
this.
I feel you.
But so I hope that for people. And here's another thing. Now I'm about to get unfiltered. And I'm about to ruffle some feathers. Don't tell me to boycott Target, and you work for a company.
Right, that you're not boycotting. Right.
That you know doggone well has policies and procedures, even though they may not have said we're getting rid of DE&I. Look at the board of directors makeup. Look at the C-suite makeup. And yet you want to tell me to boycott one company and you get to go to work every day. Because guess what? There's a significant number of people that are black that are employed by who? Target. There are a number of black businesses that if you do not, I love Pattern by Tracy Ellis Ross,
mm-hmm.
which is a black business, black owned product. It's exclusively sold at Ulta and Target. You can't even go to Sephora anymore. No, you can get to Sephora, but I go to Target, get a ton of black owned products, especially with regards to beauty.
Right.
But my question is for those that are like, boycott Target, and yet you get up in the morning, you clock in and clock out at a company that basically may not have made a public statement.
That doesn't do as much
come
as
on,
Target
man. What
does.
What are we talking about? What are we talking about?
Even when they didn't have a DEI
come
policy.
On.
So
we got to do better.
Yeah.
We're talking about three letters.
Yep.
And so I am very intentional because I can't expect people to support my business that look like me if I'm not doing the same. That's just like a rule of life. Treat people how you want to be treated. Yeah. This sweatshirt that I have on is
unbothered,
black
owned. Healing, hydrated, in my lane, prospering.
Yeah, I'm very intentional about supporting black businesses. When I was in Columbia, Dr. Ken, you know, this is that dry season of my business, like, you know, January, it's kind of dry, but I still made sure that I spent money and poured into those black Colombian businesses. Because that's an obligation of mine. But don't tell me to boycott one company that, by the way, still has a huge Black History Month display. Like, to me, if Target didn't say anything, you still see the same thing you saw at Target. And I'm not defending Target. I'm not saying they've not made some very significant mistakes, because we've reported that on The Truth.
Right.
But Target is still a white, predominantly white company that has a makeup of white people in the boardroom, in the marketing department.
Yeah.
And so as long as you have that, and by the way, again, if you work for a corporation that is predominantly white, don't tell those people that work at Target that are black
don't
or make
go
them
to work.
Feel bad. Yeah. When you do it every day.
That is funny. That is
one
funny.
Company. Really? That's not how we're going to impact. Because at the end of the day, whether we go to Target or not, guess what? Our dollar stays in our community 6 hours. The black dollar, 6 hour dollar. That is pathetic. And I'm part of the problem. I am. What kind of car you drive, Dr. Ken?
A used Mercedes.
I love how he tried to say used.
And I bought it used.
Doesn't matter.
On purpose.
We're not.
So the I'm telling you why.
Okay.
So the money stays here and the money ends here.
Okay.
Okay. Target is responsible for overseeing businesses, their board of directors, and affairs of the company, which covers a wide range. And the first picture that pops up, Brian C. Cornell, chairman and CEO.
What's he look like?
David Albany, white. Douglas Baker, white. Barrett.
And male.
And as you scroll through,
and
you
male.
Get down there, there are four women. Gail Boudreau of Elevance Health. Christine Lee of CDW, Monica Lozano, Emperor Media, and Grace Puma, former executive vice president and chief and COO of PepsiCo. And then you have Derica Rice. He is the former executive vice president, black man, of CVS Health. And Dimitri Stockton, former vice president, special advisor to the chairman, General Electric. But again, what it shows is that when most companies talk about diversity, they think white female.
And that's what DE&I was designed for in terms of the impact. The intention, the intention, and let me say this too. The intention for DE&I may have been, we want to make sure that traditionally marginalized groups feel a sense of inclusivity, feel a sense of belonging. But the impact was the majority of the people that benefited from DE&I were white women. That's not a feeling. That's not a dig. That's a fact.
You know, people have broken up their ERGs because of DEI.
I'm sure.
They were around before the DEI policy even came into play. So that was just, that's just a company's, and that's just my opinion. We got to go to break. That's a company's excuse to get rid of those groups. And I find it unconscionable. What was it? We'll have to go to break so I can remember it.
But can I just say this before we go to break?
Yes.
Why do we expect? I'm about to really make some people mad. Why do we have this expectation that predominantly white corporations mm-hmm. are to invest in us when we?
Ooh, no, you didn't. You're listening to Truth Unfiltered. Say it again.
6 hour black dollar. It's like when they, and I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but it's just like when you see, when they see us cussing each other out, mistreating our women, mistreating each other.
And men.
Absolutely. And then you wonder why they're like, they're just sitting back and saying.
Yep. I have nothing to say. I'm going to push this button.
This is The Truth Unfiltered with Denise Thomas and Dr. Ken Harris.
So can we? I was going to say something silly, but I'm not. I was going.
Well, that's a first that he stopped after he realized he was going to say something silly.
Nah, because I know the announcer and he's a pretty, pretty cool person.
Okay.
Can we get a, you're listening to The Truth Unfiltered. You know.
You are listening to The Truth.
Okay,
no.
You say
no, I'm not doing it good.
Yeah,
I'm not doing it well.
You know.
So Dr. Ken, let me just ask people, because we've talked a lot. Our talk and text line.
Wait, we?
our talk and text line is 855-616-1620 or.
That's the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line.
Or The Truth.
833-212-1017.
Let us know how you're feeling because we've been talking about a lot.
And so we'll be on here tonight and we'll be on 620. I mean on, hello. We'll be on 1017 The Truth Monday night. So.
Yeah, so if you're listening on The Truth, it's Monday. Yeah.
So this Malaika Jones, CEO of Brown Girl Jane, founded the company with her sister, Nia Jones. They sell their products all over the place. And if you're going to boycott stores that dropped their DEI initiatives but still have black products, like, what happens to them? Do they die on the altar of...
Absolutely. I'm very passionate about this.
Do they die on the altar of... I mean, they went through the brand incubator. They went to Walmart, Target, all that. They scale back, but they're still on the shelf, right? They're still sitting there and all that. So when you say, I'm not going to them stores. Well, many times when you went in those stores, some of the products you bought were ethnic-based. They were black. Products that you went specifically, like you went.
And let me be clear, there Target, I bought a air fryer from Target mm-hmm. that is black owned.
Right.
There are a number of products. And
I get think, all my facial products from.
But let me just say this, and I think in some ways it's intentional. There are a number of products that you probably didn't realize that are black owned.
Right.
That are outside of the beauty and health or beauty products.
Oh, absolutely.
Like I said, I bought an air fryer
right.
from Target.
Mm-hmm.
I knew it was black owned. But I didn't go in there and say, take me to the hour. Because, you know, I want to support the business. Because right. you have some people, it's black owned.
And so instead of giving me a list that has all these people who dropped their DEI policies, why don't you give me a list of all the stores that sell black products and what they are? That's all I'm saying. Okay.
I mean, it's we have to play chess. Because right now we're playing checkers.
We got to play three-dimensional chess.
Three-dimensional chess. To a point where smoke is coming out of our ears from our brains just like, the processing aptitude has exceeded the normal threshold of strategizing. That's what we got to do. Because, like I said, you know what I love about And it's slowly but surely.
Mm-hmm.
I love how the Democratic Party now. And I don't know if you saw Robert Steele, the former RNC chair, who's a black man. Michael Steele.
Michael Steele, yeah.
He snapped on the MSNBC show yesterday with some.
I don't watch MSNBC.
But he was basically along the lines of, we can't do the whole when they go and no dig to
when,
forever
when they go high.
We can no that, dig that to forever ridiculous. First Lady Michelle Obama because right. that will be like that's
we
one
ain't
of my
done that.
Heroes.
We ain't done that.
But we can't do that no more. And even Michelle Obama during the most recent DNC, she right. was kind of like, yeah, that whole we gotta go low too.
Right.
Jasmine Crockett, Congresswoman out of Dallas, Texas. I love her. And the reason why is because a lot of people will say, well, she's loud. She's angry. But she is giving the type of smoke and heat that the traditional ways of combating white supremacy in this country that was so disappointing during this last election, that we need loud, audacious, and maybe even obnoxious leaders. We need women. We need more white women. We definitely need more white men that are meeting that party or that side of government mm-hmm. where they are.
Well, and somebody needs to meet the Democratic Party where they are too.
Absolutely.
Because they did a lot of dirt.
They failed.
And they did, well.
They failed.
I wouldn't say they failed.
I did.
I would say they manipulated, duped, what was it, Spike Lee, hoodwinked.
Bamboozled,
because you put out data in the last 30 days, last hours. You knew that was internal data that was only from the Democrats, and you said she was winning when you knew she was going to lose, and you raised how many tens
like
or hundreds of millions of dollars? So that because you knew you were going to lose, you just wanted their money.
And then
when she lost, the Democratic Party didn't go, oh, my God, it's enough. You disappeared like you were never
there. Didn't say a word.
Which is how they always do the black community. Every single time.
And I will say this. I've had some conversations regarding this with black people there in my professional and personal network. And they're like, never again.
Yep.
I'll never forget, Dr. Ken, there was an ad that was part of Trump's campaign. And when I heard it, I thought, I can't say the word on air.
Dang?
No.
It was dang. D-A-N-G.
It was like.
I heard it. It was dang.
It was fudge.
Okay. Fudge cookies. Okay.
Kamala Harris is for they and them. Donald Trump is for you. I said, oh.
Killed it. Killed it.
As a communication coach?
Killed it. Just like.
15-second ad, Dr. Yep. Ken.
Yeah.
Kamala, it was like this voice.
Killed it.
It was very, it was a very nurturing
Kamala
voice.
Kamala Harris.
That was it.
Them. Donald Trump is for you.
I said, oh.
Wait. Wasn't no music. It wasn't even pictures.
Did you hear that ad?
It was, yes. It was one. I think it was like a blue background with white letters with her pictures, you know, superimposed. Boom, boom, boom. And that was it. I said.
It was game over. It was
wow.
check. And here's the thing.
Wow.
I want to be clear. This is where it's strategy and chess versus checkers.
But the Democratic Party wasn't even playing a board game. They
All
was in
that,
the water. They was
yes,
out in the
we
water.
Can. And
right.
Hope it worked in 2008.
Yeah.
But we at a whole nother level now of government. And when I heard that ad,
and then
I thought.
Dude went on TikTok.
Man.
Killed it. And I'm sitting there going.
Kamala Harris.
You got beat by a 78-year-old white guy on TikTok. Think about that.
It's and so if that wasn't a cry
right.
to go back to the lab,
right.
because while and I'm going to just say it like this, I'm going to be Evansville Denise right quick. While we playing games, worrying about what's happening in this current administration, we should be in the lab strategizing because Before we know it, when does the campaign start? Year within year 0.25 of the 4-year term. So like by 2027,
5, 6, 7, yeah, 27.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna be right back at it.
Right.
I have heard nothing from the Democratic Party.
They don't have anybody. They don't have anybody. Anybody that would have been able to step up.
If you had, like I tell my kids all the time, Christmas is one. It's the same day every year. If you knew that you had 2.5 years before we go back in the ring, even boxers start training for a fight. What are we doing? And when I
they
say
don't
we,
have anybody, but
when
you
I say we, I'm not, saying that
I have to have somebody to put in the ring. There
so
is
then, what
no
are we doing?
One.
And when I say
who
we,
do you have?
I don't mean like all black people are Democrats. Because we saw, first of all, if non-voting was a competition, non-voters would have won the election.
True.
90 million, was it 90 million people?
Right.
Didn't vote.
Right.
So the majority of people in this country did not vote. So with that compound with who did win and their policies and what they've already see, you know, one thing.
And to be honest, he's not doing anything he didn't tell you he was going to do.
Exactly. And here's the thing.
The
Trump ain't playing games.
Democrats came in and said they was going to do something and they didn't. And they still don't really understand why they lost. People said, you know what? Look, watch this. Donald Trump went everywhere. Black people were. Hispanic people were. Asian were. You never saw a Democrat. She went to all the highbrow places and the Oprah places and the CBS News places.
I will tell you,
but when you go into a black side of town in a barbershop and sit and listen to black young men in their 20s tell you the issues they have and ask you directly, what are you going to do to fix this? And he says, well, first, I have this. I have a policy. I got this. And I'm going to give you this. And we're going to have, like, and we ask her, and she gives us, like, you know, like 3 or 4
I'm still trying to understand who told her to have Megan Thee Stallion, Cardi B, and Glorilla. I'm still trying to understand who's responsible for that decision-making. Let me be clear. I love hip-hop music, and I love listening, depending on the time of it.
I'm not voting because Megan Thee Stallion tells me to vote.
Who told Kamala? Matter of fact,
go put some clothes on.
Who
talk to me?
I say all that to say this. There are so many onion layers that we got to peel back as it relates to the black dollar, the way we vote, the way that we move during. Because at the end of the day, there's not one individual when running for a political position that does not have black people at the top of the agenda.
Right.
List like
right now.
There's not one person who is running for a public elected office that does not have what are black people doing, eating, thinking, feeling at the top of their radar. That is a fact. So if we have that much influence, along with if we're spending $1.6 trillion to white businesses or other business outside of our own, we got a lot of work to do. And it starts with what we started the show with, the self-hatred, the mindset, the conditioning.
Time to go to
that
break.
That in order to be great, I got to do what white people do.
Time to go to break.
Okay. Okay.
And when we come back, what are we talking about? We'll let you know when we get back.
You're listening to The Truth Unfiltered with Denise Thomas and Dr. Ken Harris.
She's trying to sing again.
Dr. Ken, I want to see you do the Crip Walk. Like Serena.
I will.
Oh my gosh, yes! hold on. Please tell me
we're not doing
do
it right now.
Well, here's the thing. Ultimately, we were talking about, you know, the D&I, the Target boycott based on.
Right.
I think it's like more of like, and I don't mean to simplify it or dumb it down, but I really do feel like it's a lot of emotional. It's very emotional because we're like, wait a minute, Target, come on now. We love Target. Y'all gonna do us like that? I'm not being for real. Like, you know, it's like,
well,
come on, Target.
Did.
I'm sorry?
That's how you did. Like, wait, what, Target? Let me think about that.
Now, in 2020, Target CEO Brian Cornell pledged to confront systemic racism by vowing to invest $2 billion in Black-owned businesses by 2025. And now that we're in 2025, according to shopblack.us, Target has dismantled those promises by rolling back diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. Now, my thing is this. Between 2020 and 2025, out of that pledged $2 billion,
right,
what was actually
spent, right,
between those 5 years?
Right.
Because I'm asking, if anybody knows, let me know. I heard Target say they're rolling back DE&I initiatives. But I didn't hear them say that all the Black-owned businesses that they were investing in between 2020 and 2025 right. were ending.
Because they're sitting on the shelf.
And I'm not seeing that. They're sitting on the shelf.
Right.
Like, I'm with you. Like, right. I go in and I'm still seeing the same. So, I'm not defending. I'm literally coming from a place of ignorance.
And what it sounds like what they're saying is that we're no longer going to have a carve-out. You're going to have to compete with everybody else and step up to the plate and hit the ball.
That's what I heard.
With other people who have more money, more depth, more employees, more investors. But if you're going to play ball, you're going to have to play by their rules. And when you do that, that's why it's not self-hate. It's survival.
So again, I'm just trying to understand. Now, if Target would have said, I know we said we were going to spend $2 billion
right.
with Black businesses, and year to date, we've spent about $500 million, the other $1.5 million, psych, then I would be like, now, ho!
But I also want to know is how many sales are you getting from those Black businesses in your stores?
These are questions that I'm trying to understand. And again, I'm not saying that they did or didn't. I'm asking out of ignorance. Like, is that what? Because when I went to Target to get the same Black products, like Tabitha Brown, she's got cookware, air fryer, she's got all books, all kind of stuff. And I know she had to make a statement. And her statement was, you got a lot of Black-owned businesses that have products on the shelves of Target. And if you stop shopping, those products, because that'll be rationale.
They're going to disappear.
Well, why would we keep your products on the shelves if they're not moving?
Buying them. Yep. And the reason they're on the shelf is because you have proven in the past that people will buy your products.
That's all. Those are questions I'm asking before. And what was the date? February 28th?
Yep.
What was the boycott? What? Everybody?
That's what I heard.
Now, see, I'm Black and I didn't get that memo. So what's the source of this? Because now I'm feeling left out.
If you go to most of them, the Griot, the Root, NBC Black, a lot of the places have the information that's out there.
And again, I here's the thing.
Newsweek has talked about it. USA Today, yeah, that national economic blackout on February 28th, list of stores being targeted.
And I would also like to know the number or the vendors. No, seriously, I would also like to know what vendors whose products are Black owned that are no longer being carried right. in Target. I want to know because then
right.
I want to support.
Then it matters. Then
yeah.
It matters.
Then I want to be able to say, okay, well, what's your like independent e-commerce platform where I can buy directly from you?
So here's three that they the group pushing for the economic boycott is called the People's Union USA. If people do have to spend money, the group urges supporting small local Black businesses. Or did they say Black business or just local, small local businesses? So the nationwide economic blackout applies to all discretionary spending. The organizers are targeting some retailers in particular. Best Buy, Walmart, and you ready?
Mm-hmm.
The one that will probably go like stepping on a pebble when you're 800 pounds and 60 stories tall. Amazon. They're not going to notice. Now, people will give up Black, white, Hispanic, Asian, male, female, straight, gay, right? They'll give up on a boycott. Ain't nobody giving up Amazon. Ever. That is not going
and
to happen.
And that's exactly why. No, listen. Check us out. And that's exactly how they designed it. See, that's what systemic. If you are not familiar with systemic racism, please research, because that is intentional to make. It's like a monopoly.
Yeah.
Where are you gonna go? And that's psychological too.
Yeah.
Oh, you think you're gonna boycott? Okay, so where are you gonna go?
Right.
Because last time I checked, you order from me 8-10 times a day.
Right.
Where you gonna go?
And I deliver it for free.
And I deliver
what
it.
What we doing?
Don't live not too far from where's it, Kenosha? Where's the distribution center here?
They got Amazon Health.
What?
They got Amazon. Like, I don't like, if there was a place in Amazon that sold beds, I could move in and never.
Well, and this goes back to why we have to go back to the lab. We have to go back to the lab. And I know that's a very generic.
Build the lab.
We have it.
Okay.
We have it. But the thing is that it's vacant.
Ooh, that's mean.
It's real.
That's true.
I'm not here to hurt feelings. I'm here to just state the facts and the reality as well as my feelings. And we may have to go back to our elders. I heard a statement the other day that I thought was so profound.
Mm-mm.
You should spend 50% of your time learning from your elders, 40% of your time pouring into the younger generation,
yep,
and 10% of your time with your peers.
Yep.
And so this is a time where we should be going back to our elders, yep, and formulating the plan of what, yep, does effective, how did it work? And then we, yep, can implement, yep, the technologies and the advancements.
All those days are over. We don't need all that. You know, it's a new, remember that girl told me, it's a new day. Oh, okay.
And you know what killed me? Now I'm really going to make some folks mad. You don't even want to leave the house.
Right.
You don't even want to go to work. And you talking about go outside and boycott.
You can't boycott on TikTok. Well, you ain't going to have no money to spend because you ain't going to be able to keep your phone. So you can't be on TikTok.
Yeah, human beings don't even want to leave the house. Human beings do not. I'm hungry. DoorDash. I got to go to the doctor. WebMD. I want to go to school. www.ed. I mean, like, nobody. Yep. It's social isolation. So, yep, how are we going to boycott if nobody wants to leave their house? Again, I'm kind of being a Dr. Ken right now.
But again, you don't have to worry about that because if they don't go back to work, they won't have a job. So that's the only place they'll be able to be.
You want to impact Black people that work at Target.
Right.
And you go into a predominantly white employer.
Right.
That may not have made a formal announcement, but again, board of directors, C-suite office. What is the makeup?
We are reevaluating the money that is spent for your ERG. And until further notice, we'll let you know what that looks like in 2026. Well, thank you, Denise Thomas.
Thank you, Dr. Ken.
Appreciate you.
Love everybody, y'all. Make it a great week. And I love how people that listen to our show are people that are part of the, we can agree to disagree and not leave with, I don't like them. I'm going to cancel them. Because we want to hear your thoughts, too.
Absolutely.
So thank you for tuning in. Thank you for making the time on your Sunday or Monday evening.
All right. And we'll see you bright and early in the morning. 7 o'clock on 101.7 The Truth. Or at 620 WTMJ. Hey, God bless. Take care. Have a great. Evan, appreciate you. Have a good one.